Good morning! Welcome back to our Sunday service. Well, I'd like to start this morning by asking you a question. How do you see your challenges? Do you think that mountain is too big for me? Or do you think my God is bigger than that mountain? There's a story in Numbers 13 where God says to Moses, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the Israelites." Moses sent men, and all returned back saying the land was wonderful. They even brought back a massive branch of grapes. But the people there are stronger, bigger, and like giants. But Caleb said, "We should take the land." It's interesting the different perspectives. All the others only saw with their human eyes that the men looked like giants. It's funny, isn't it? Everyone sees things in a different way, from a different perspective. There could be a whole group of people around a table with an apple in the middle, and some would see it as green, some further round would see it as green and red, and some even further round would see it as only red. But when we look up to God, we don't see the apple at all. We just see the creator of the apple. And then all the other points of view seem insignificant. We may be living in this world, but our God created it. We are His, and He tells us we are overcomers. And when we focus on Him and not our circumstances, we see it with His possibilities. The other week, Barbara posted a couple of encouraging sayings on the WhatsApp. And one of them I felt was really significant for this morning. It said, "If it's too scary to look forward and it's too painful to look back, then look up to your Heavenly Father." So let's do that today. Let's look up. Not at what's going on around us. Let's look to God. Let's ask Holy Spirit what He's saying. This week I was looking at the Hebrides revival, which of course began with prayer. There was a man in Bonaire who fervently prayed for help. He prayed for revival. And one night during his prayer, he felt that the preacher Duncan Campbell should come to the island. But the man said to Holy Spirit, "I don't even know where to find this man. You'll have to send him." At the same time, Duncan Campbell was in a meeting, I think it was in Northern Ireland, and he felt the Holy Spirit prompt him, "Go immediately." So he did. It took him a couple of days, but he finally reached Bonaire. And he was thinking to himself, "I've never been there. I don't know anybody. I have nowhere to stay, and I don't even know where I'm supposed to preach." But when he arrived, they were expecting him. Accommodation was ready, and they were even expecting him to preach that evening. They had all listened and trusted Holy Spirit. Quite soon after, the people were attending a service, and they'd been praying, and then eventually, after many hours, they began to leave, and that's when Holy Spirit came, and they couldn't go any further. His presence was so strong and powerful that many found Jesus for the first time. This continued, and two ladies, one blind and one crippled with arthritis, also prayed for Duncan to come to where they lived, a place called Lewis. They sent Duncan a request to come, but a message came back saying that he couldn't. But the ladies said, "That's what man says, that's not what God says. He will come and he'll be here within 2 weeks." And he was. Duncan was later quoted as saying 75% of people were gloriously saved before they even came near a meeting. The power of God was moving, and the Spirit of God was in operation, and the fear of God was gripping the souls of men. People were found by the roadsides, in fields, wherever you can imagine, in heaps of tears. They were being touched by Holy Spirit and convicted there and then. It sounds like biblical times, doesn't it? Just like in Acts 2, where a multitude came to listen to the apostles when Peter was preaching to them. And verse 41 says, 3,000 were saved, and fear came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were done through the apostles. Only the Spirit of God can can bring that kind of breakthrough. We can work our socks off, but Holy Spirit can accomplish the seemingly impossible in milliseconds. He can take us further than we could ever imagine and open doors that never seem possible. He can break chains that bind souls and bring freedom for the glory of God. The Holy Spirit brings life. In Ephesus, Paul saw a group of disciples that hadn't yet been filled with the Spirit, but after teaching and prayer, they received Holy Spirit. We need more of the Holy Spirit in everything we do. I don't want to settle for less. I don't want to settle for what I have. I personally need so much more. I want to see more. I want to see more healings, more deliverances, more salvations. I want to see the fear of God Almighty return to our nations. Not the fear of man or virus, but the fear of God. Our God is mighty, and he deserves our honour, our glory, and our praise, and we need him. And when God speaks to us in that still, small voice, we need to listen. And I believe he will lead us into places we could never imagine, new and unexpected and exciting places. One thing I've learned on my journey with the Lord is even though he is mighty and powerful and awesome, he is faithful, he is loving, he is kind, he loves to come when we call, he loves to answer our prayers, he loves us to ask in faith and trust him, he loves to bless us, and he loves to see us grow. The word says, knock and the door will be open. He loves it when we listen to his prompting and we step out in faith with him. And he hasn't changed from biblical times, has he? God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He never stops answering prayers and doing miracles. And he deserves all reverence and respect. And speaking of miracles, I'd like to share a few recent testimonies. I'll start with my eldest son. A couple of months ago, he wanted to do a course, but the course cost £1,000 and he didn't have that kind of money. He had prayed and he went to bed wondering where that kind of money could come from. When he woke the next morning, he saw a notification from one of the investment sites that he uses and it was awarding him £1,000. He was so happy. He thanked the Lord, rang me up, told me all about it, and then went to book the course. But the course said that the following day it would be heavily discounted, almost half price. So he decided to wait till the following day. The next day when he looked, that £1,000 had increased to £2,000. So he ended up getting £2,000 and a course that was nearly half its original price. Only God does that kind of miracle. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. I also had a blessing recently. I felt after many years it was time to leave my job. And I took a huge risk and I left that job for a job that was half the hours. Not something I could really afford to do. So I prayed to the Lord, if it wasn't right for me to leave that job, then don't let me get the new one. I got the new job. And I felt peace about it, but I was still a little bit concerned about the loss of so much money. So again, I prayed and I asked the Lord to help me. And I said, I do trust him. I trust that he will find that money for me. He will find me more work. Within a couple of days, I was contacted by someone offering me another part-time job, which is an absolute dream for me. And along with my private practice, it meant that I was working roughly the same hours for nearly double the money. I can't thank God enough. It's so exciting. Holy Spirit opens doors unimaginable. Now the next miracle I'm going to share is sent in by Elizabeth, and it's absolutely amazing, so I'm just going to read this for you. It's called a modern day miracle. Last January, my great-grandson was born with a condition known as craniosynostosis, which is a birth defect of the brain resulting in an abnormal skull shape, which, if not operated on, is likely to crush the brain. The consultant at the Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford wanted to wait until he was a year old before operating to reshape his skull, which you can imagine was a major operation, especially for such a young child. On Monday, October the 26th, he had to go for both a CT and an MRI scan, and my granddaughter was very anxious because he had to be asleep without anaesthetic. Usually, he would wake at the slightest touch. So I promised to pray, and I gave her a couple of God's promises to encourage her, although she doesn't really know the Lord for herself. Her text to me that evening was to say, amazingly, he had slept through both scans and, to quote her, someone above was obviously watching over them. I told her that someone was the Lord Jesus, who said, "Let the little children come to me," and who loved her little boy dearly. 2 days later, i.e. on the Wednesday, she received a call from the consultant to say they had found nothing wrong and he would now not need any operation. Her words to me were, "It's an amazing miracle. I can't quite believe it. It's incredible." I told her we have an incredible God. To him be all the glory. Amen. Isn't that amazing? We have a miracle-working God. Our plans are not his plans, and our ways are not his ways. His ways are so much greater. He wants to give us so much more than we would ever want for ourselves. And when we put our trust in him, he will always surprise us and take us further than we could ever imagine. He is for us. His plans are to prosper us and not to harm us. And even when we're in a valley, we should fear no evil, for our Almighty God is with us. His angel armies are surrounding us. He is life, and we belong to him. We are his children. Can you believe that? We belong to the Almighty God and Creator. That's no small thing. Don't ever listen to the enemy when he tells you you'll always be ill or you'll never accomplish something. That's not what our Almighty God says. We have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of breakthrough. All things are possible to those who believe in Christ Jesus. And that means you belong to Christ Jesus, so all things are possible. So what do you need today? What miracle are you desperate for? Matthew 21:21 says, "If you do not doubt, you can tell that mountain to move, and it will move." Don't give up because you're feeling weary. It's got nothing to do with how you feel. You are not the miracle worker. Our Jesus is, and we're praying to him. Jesus said in John 14, verse 13, "I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey my command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you a counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth." We are weak. Yes, we are. But he is strong, and when we trust in him, he will do what we can never accomplish on our own. So this morning, lift up your face to heaven and pray without doubt, knowing he loves you, he hears you, and he wants to bless you. Let's ask him to forgive our sins, and let's remember we must forgive others who've sinned against us. And then let's pray. Let's pray for more faith. Let's pray for that need. Let's pray for gifts of the Holy Spirit and for more wisdom. Let's pray for Holy Spirit to come in power and bring the love of Jesus to our nation and the nations of this world. Let's not settle for less. Let's do what we need to do. Let's get closer to our God and let's give him the praise and the honour and glory and reverence that he deserves. Let's worship the almighty, living God who knows everything about us and even knows every hair on our head, and still he loves us more than we could ever imagine. Jesus told us to ask and you will receive. So pray big. We have a big God, an almighty God. And we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. But just like any gift, you can choose to open it and use it, or you can choose to leave it on the side. Let's never leave Holy Spirit on the side. Let's put him first. Let him lead us, guide us, let him teach us. He can put life-giving words into our mouth when we don't know what to say. He can give us insight and knowledge. He enables us to prophesy. He gives us wisdom and courage, joy, peace. And he is our comforter. He is the Spirit of God. And we are truly blessed with him as children of God. So, this morning, I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Will you bow your head and pray with me now? Oh Jesus, we give you thanks this morning. We give our Father in heaven the glory, the praise and the honour due to him. We ask you to come this morning in power and anoint us, Holy Spirit. Break through this morning, Lord. Open our eyes to your majesty. Break chains that hold us back. Break any generational curses that have been spoken us, your children, Lord. Break off that sickness and touch us with your healing hand. Flood this nation, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and bring back your righteousness into the hearts of your people. Bring this nation back to worship you and you alone, Heavenly Father, for you alone are God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.